We're learning Masech the Shabbos, Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. The sugya starts from the bottom of Daf Ayin Amud Beis. Amar Rava. Rava says, if you do a ktsira and a tchina, b'shiga Shabbos and zodim melachas, so that is already one chatas. Since it's shiga Shabbos and zodim melachas, that's one chatas. V'chaza v'katsa v'tachan k'gregeris b'zodim Shabbos and shiga melachas. And then you did a ktsira and a tchina by Zodin Shabbos and Shigas Melachas. And that's two chatais. Like the Mishnah says, anytime you don't know that today is Shabbos and you do know the Melachas, you bring one chatas. Anytime you know today is Shabbos and you just don't know the Melachas, so that's two chatais. Then you have chilek chatais by the Melachas. V'noidel al ksiru t'china shel Shigas Shabbos and Zodin Melachas. V'chazer v'noidel al ksiru t'china shel Zodin Shabbos and Shigas Melachas. And like Rashi says, and Taisus and other Rishonim, that the point isn't the Neida, the point is the Afreshes Karbon. It's just that presumably, when you're a Neida, you will Afresh a Karbon, and then you're a Chazav a Neida, so you already had the Karbon Mufresh on the first thing you knew about. So it's the first thing you knew about is the one that Shiga Shabbos and Zadim Malachas, so you brought one Karbon, and then you found out about the Ksir and the Trina of Zadim Shabbos and Shigas Malachas. So be'etzim, that ksira and tchina would need two separate karbanis, because it's Zodin Shabbos, the Shigas Melachos. But since you already have a karban on ksira of Zodin Melachos and Shigas Shabbos, and you also happen to have a karban on tchina, that's Zodin Shabbos, Shigas Shabbos and Zodin Melachos, so you have a karban on the ksira of Shigas Shabbos, you have a karban on the tchina of Shigas Shabbos, so nicely, you have a carbon on both the ksir and the trina. So now that carbon could work on the ksir and the trina of Shigas Melachos. Because ksir gereris ksira, trina gereris trina. Avo, noidulay al ksir shel zodin Shabbos Shigas Melachos. If you first found out about the ksira that you did with Shigas Melachos, and you mafresh a carbon on it, and then you found out about the rest, so ksir gereris ksira utrina sheima. The ksira works for the ksira, because even though one ksira was done with Shigas Melachos and the other ksira was done with Shigas Shabbos, but still they're both ksira. So it's like Shnei Zeisei Chelev Behelam Echad. You didn't have the idea of the Chet Beinatayim. And male, it's like Shnei Zeisei Chelev Behelam Echad. And it also regarded the Tchina Sheima, because once a ksira would work on the ksira, so even though the ksira of Shigas Melachos won't work for Tchina on Shigas Shabbos. If all you did was a ksira of Shigas Melachos, and you also did a Tchina of Shigas Shabbos behelam echad, it wouldn't work, because since the ksira is Shigas Melachos, it's chalak from any other melacha, even if that melacha was done by Shigas Shabbos. But lemais, it's not chalak from another ksira, even though that ksira was done by Shigas Shabbos. But ksira is ksira. It's only chilek melachos. So lemaisa, once you have the carbon on the ksira, so then automatically that carbon will go on the tchina. But tchina shekenegde b'mkayma emedes. But it won't automatically go on the tchina shekenegde, meaning the tchina of shigas melachos, that it won't. You'll need another carbon on the tchina of shigas melachos. But abaya emet tchina namigreris tchina koshem tchina achasi. Abaya says, no, that also would be one big carbon. Because the ksira of Shigas Melachos would include the ksira of Shigas Shabbos, because they're both ksira. The ksira of Shigas Shabbos would include the tchina of Shigas Shabbos, because by Shigas Shabbos is no chiluk melachos, and the ksira and tchina would have the same carbon. And now that you have a carbon on the tchina of Shigas Shabbos, that would include the tchina of Shigas Melachos, because they're both tchina. So a male is all one carbon. So the Gemara says, Kasha, Rava holds of Greira. As Rava holds, that when you have the carbon on the ksir of Shigas Melachos, that could get the ksira of Shigas Shabbos, and it could also get the trin of Shigas Shabbos. But we have the kasha, Rava doesn't hold of Greira, because it says, if you ate two zeisei chelev behelam echad, and then you found out about one of them, the first one, and then you ate a second one, balam mishol sheni. So Rava says like this, if you brought a carbon on the first one, so the first one includes the second one, because they're behelam echad. But the first one doesn't include the third one, you're going to have to bring a carbon on the third one. If you brought a carbon on the third one, a mafresh a carbon on the third one, So the third one also includes the second one, it's the Behalamecha, but it doesn't include the first. If you bring a carbon on the second one, so then that includes everything. And the Bayi says, no, even the carbon on the first one includes everything. Because since the first one includes the second one, and the second one includes the third one, so that's a concept of Gerira. So you see that Rava doesn't hold of Gerira. So Gemara says, after he heard from Abaya, he was Chayzer holds of Gerira. So Gemara said, so if so, so what about Trina? If he holds of Gerira like Abaya, so why don't you say Gerira that the Ksir of Shigas Malachas includes the Ksir of Shigas Shabbos? The Ksir of Shigas Shabbos includes the Trina of Shigas Shabbos. And that should include also the Trina of Shigas Shabbos should then include the Trina of Shigas Malachas like Abaya. So Gemara says he holds of Gerira, but he doesn't hold of Gerira de Gerira. And then the Gemara says that both Abaya and Rava assumed that when you bring a carbon on Ksir of Shigas Shabbos, that includes a carbon on Ksir of Shigas Malachas and vice versa. They just were discussing what about the Trina and the Trina She'ima and the Trina She'kenegda, but they assumed that. But Reb Zeir was mesupik about it. And Reb Asi, who answered him, seemed like more pashit that he held, because the whole discussion was if a half of Kazayis Meshigas Malachas and a half of Kagregus Meshigas Shabbos, if them it's Tarif, because the Chalukim Lechatois, so they believed there was a Chil Lechatois when one is done Meshigas Shabbos and the other done Meshigas Malachas. Ad kan nesugi. So there's a Machlekes Rashi in Taisis, because the Shaila is like this. If Rabba holds of Gerira, but doesn't hold of Gerira de Gerira, so Lechaya, the Ksira is Gair, the Ksira of Shigas Malachas is Gair, the Ksira of Shigas Shabbos is Gerira. So why isn't it called Gerira de Gerira for the Ksira of Shigas Shabbos now to be Gair, the Trina of Shigas Shabbos? So it's a Machlokes Rashi and Taisus, and we'll speak about each one. First we'll speak about Rashi, we'll go into Rashi's Pshat in the Sugya, and then Taisus. Rashi says that the Ksir of Shigas Shabbos and the Ksir of Shigas Malachas, that's not Gerira. That's the same thing. The Trina is Gerira. But the Ksir of Shigas Shabbos and the Ksir of Shigas Malachas, that's Mamash Hainuach. Because since it's Shnei Zeis and Chela Belamecha, it's not Shaykh to be a carbon on one without the other. So I understand Rashi like this. What's the Taich of Gerira according to Rashi? What does it mean Gerira? What's the Gerira? Like the Dvar Ed Zeis, according to Rashi, Ksira Gereris Ksira and Trina Gereris Trina in the beginning of the Sugya is Mamish Lav Dafka. That's not Gerira at all. When you bring a carbon on Shiga Shabbos, and that's one carbon for both the Ksira and the Trina, that it's Mechaper for the Ksira of Shigas Malachas and also for the Trina of Shigas Malachas, that's not the Lomdus of Gerira. That would be, even if you don't hold of Gerira altogether, that also would be Mechaper. The Dvar Ed Zeis klar that according to Rashi, Ksira Gereris Ksira Trina Gereris Trina is Lav Dafka. It's Memela that way. When you have a carbon on the Ksira, it includes all the Ksiras. It's Shnei Ksiras Pelamechon. When you have a carbon on the Trina, it includes all the Trinas. It's Shnei Trinas Pelamechon. So it comes out of Madnezach that if you would have just done the Ksira and Trina for Shigas Malachas, you'd have to bring two carbonas. Because since it's Shigas Malachas, the Chalukim Lechatais, you'd have to bring a carbon on the Ksira and another carbon on the Trina. But since you also did the Ksira and Trina B'Shigas Shabbos, and the Ksira and Trina B'Shigas Shabbos are not Chalukim L'Chatois, they have one Chatas, that Chatas happens to be on Ksira, so Avan, if you did another Ksira B'Halamechon, even though you did it B'Shigas Malachas, that's called Shtei Ksiras B'Halamechon. So that would be one carbon for both, and happens to be also the carbons on Trina. And if you did another Trina B'Halamechon, it would also work. It's one carbon on both. That's not mitzad the lumness of Gerira. Even on the tzad of Rava, that when you did, when you brought the carbon on the Rishain, it only works for the Sheni, but not for the Shlishi. When you brought the carbon on the Shlishi, it only works for the Sheni and not for the Rishain. It doesn't hold of Gerira. Even on that tzad, before he was Chayzer, he would have also hold Neksiru Gereris, Ksiru Trina Gereris Trina, because that's not Gerira. So what is exactly Gerira according to Rashi? When you have Chet A, and that's considered the same as Chet B, that's considered Shnei Zeisei Chelab Helam Echad A and B. So the carbon on A is automatically a carbon on B without Gerira. But now you have Chet C. Now, B and C are considered Helam Echad. Any carbon on B would automatically be a carbon on C. Any carbon on C would automatically be a carbon on B. But if the carbon is really on A, and B is there because any carbon A is automatically B, and that's not greater. But for it to be a carbon on C, when be'etzem A and C are not, shnei zeisachel abelam echad. A and C be'etzem are called two alames. Or there'd be a chilichatayis between the two. But since it happens to be a carbon on B because of the concept of shnei zeisachel abelam echad, which is not greater, to make that a carbon on C, that's what greater is. It schleps it along. So when you have a carbon on the ksir of shigas malachis, that wouldn't include tchina of shigas Shabbos. Ksir of shigas malachis would automatically include ksir of shigas Shabbos. That's A and B. Ksir of shigas Shabbos would automatically include tchina of shigas Shabbos. That's B and C. So if you did a carbon on ksir of shigas Shabbos, B, that automatically include tchina of shigas Shabbos. It would also automatically include ktsira of shigas malachis, and that wouldn't be greater. But if you did the carbon on ktsira of shigas malachis, and that itself wouldn't include tchina of shigas Shabbos, but it would include ktsira of shigas Shabbos, and the mela, anything of ktsira of shigas Shabbos, would include tchina of shigas Shabbos. That's greater. And what's greater than greater? To keep the chain going, to go to the D. If A includes B, and A doesn't include C, but B includes C, so that's greater. Now, C includes D. B, even B wouldn't include D. Ksir of Shigas Shabbos wouldn't include Tchina of Shigas Malachas. Because since the Tchina is Shigas Malachas, it's Chalak from the Ksira, any Ksira, even Shigas Shabbos. So B wouldn't include D, but B includes C, Tchina of Shigas Shabbos, which would be male include Tchina of Shigas Malachas. That's greater than greater. And it's Hainu Hach when you have the two first Eisechel of Elam Echad, and you neid on the Rishon, and then you ate the Shlishi. So A and B are Elam Echad, B and C are Elam Echad, A and C are not Elam Echad. You had the idea of A before you did C. So a carbon on A automatically includes B, that's not greater. But since the carbon was mufresh on A, not on B, it just automatically included B, and A really is not behalam echad of C, B is behalam echad of C, that's greater. Now, if it was neidelay on B and then he ate D, so that would be greater than greater, which Abaya holds of, and Rava at first didn't hold of greater altogether. Anytime the carbon's not mufresh on, anytime the chait that you will mafresh the carbon on is considered separate than this particular chait, even though you have another chait, which is the same as both of them, that wouldn't work. That's if you don't hold the greater. And even when you hold the greater, you can only do it once. You can't make a chain. You can't do greater the greater. That's the lumnus of the sugya according to Rashi, very pashit. Now, Reb Zeira, who holds what the Gemara says was mesupik, but the Gemara there that holds that Shigas Shabbos, Ksira of Shigas Shabbos, is different than Ksira of Shigas Malachas, that has nothing to do with Greira. That's Bechlal Matshayach, the Greira. Greira is only in the case with a three chatan, and the first two are considered Behelam Echad, and the second and third are considered Behelam Echad, so that the carbon Yamafish on the first should work for the third, that's Greira. But if you only have two chatan, you have a ksira behelam Shabbos and shigas malachas, and a ksira, mezon Shabbos and shigas malachas, and a ksira mezon malachas and shigas Shabbos, that's nothing to do with greira. That's the question: is that called helam echad, or is that called two alamis? Rav and Abaya, without anything to do with the sorry of greira, nem dun, that since they happen to both be ksira, and you didn't have the yedias chait in between, so that's called helam echad. They're both ksira. You can't say they're different malachas. There's absolutely no chilik between them. Elamai is saying that they're not called behelam echad, but as long as you don't have the yedias chait, that will be called behelam echad. And Abzeir holds no. They're called b'shtei halamis. But that has nothing to do with greira. There's a machlokes at Bayin Rava about Hilchas greira, which is negeya to if you were neid on the rishon before you ate the shlishi, any time you did three the same averis, and you noida on the rishon before you did the shlishi, that's negei greira. And if there's a fourth one, it'll be greira the greira. And it's also negei lefia bayin rovas hanacha the ksira of shingas melachas is one with ksira of shingas shabbos. So then you'd have the greira. This way also we have the ksira of shingas melachas being working memela for the ksira of shingas shabbos. Doing greater to the tchina of Shigas Shabbos and greater the greater to the tchina of Shigas Malachas. But that the ksira of Shigas Shabbos and the tchina and the ksira of Shigas Malachas work has nothing to do with greater. Even though the Gemara says ksira gereris ksira, like we said, that's lav dafka. So Reb Zeira is not arguing on greater. He's not discussing greater. He's just saying it's called two halamis. Now, why is it called two halamis according to Reb Zeira? So you could say that since the shkagas were different, this you were shaking because you didn't know it was Shabbos, and this you were Shay because you didn't know it was the Malacha. So Mel, that makes it Memela two Alamis. But like we'll see, it's going to be Mavurif and Taisus and Yushanim and Shmuas. That's not Mamish the Vart. The Vart really is because you had a Yediyah. Whenever you had Shigas Malachas and the other one Shigas Shabbos, so the Pshat is, let's say you did the first one Shigas Shabbos, and the second one you found out it was Shabbos. But he happened to forget that it was a malacha. So now you did it for Shigas Malachas. But since after you did the first one, Shigas Shabbos, you found out it was Shabbos, that makes it into two alamas. That's called the Yediyah Venetayim. I mean, we had before in the beginning of Perek Red at Ice, on Daf Samach Zayin Amid Beis, that Rashi says, Yom Shabbatayim have a Yediyah L'chalik because he found out it was Shabbos. Just at that time, he didn't know he did the malacha. So Taisus asked the Kasha, Rava says that finding out it's Shabbos doesn't make it a Yediyah L'chalik. Because he says if you do it b'shigah Shabbos, and then you find that it was Shabbos, but you forgot that ksir was a malacha, and then you did ksir b'shigah malachas, it works. You don't bring two chatayis. It's one chatas. Because you need Yediyah S'chait. So the Rishayim ha-Mechalik, the Ramban there, was Mechalik, that according to Rava, that's because you never had a full Yediyah, because by the time you found out it was Shabbos, you forgot that Ksir was a Malacha. Now, shaking here, you had a full Yediyah, and beyond the time you knew it was Shabbos, and you always knew it was a Malacha, you just forgot that you did it. So that's called the Yediyah, even though you forgot that you did it. Because you knew all the information that you need to know to make it Aser. Now, shaking here, you didn't know all the information you need to know to make it Aser, by the time you found out that it was Shabbos, you forgot it was a Malacha. So you never had a Yediyah of both factors, that it's Shabbos and that it's a malacha. Hashem came by Yom Shabbatayim Avidi L'chalik. You found out that it was Shabbos and it was a malacha. The only reason why that wasn't mechayiv you a carbon is because you forgot that you did it. Or Reb Zeira has to hold that you don't need a yediyah of the chiyuv to be mechayiv. As long as you have the yediyah of what you didn't know, you didn't know it was Shabbos, and now you know it was Shabbos. Even though now you forgot that it was a malacha, or you didn't know it was a malacha, now you know it's a malacha, even though now you forgot that it's Shabbos, that's called the idea to be mechalik the two. That's the machlokes of Zeira and Rava. Reb Zeira against Rava and Abaya. But Greira has nothing to do with the machlokes. Ad kan shitas Rashi in the sugya. But Taisa says that ksira gereris ksira is dafka. That's the Greira. Ksira gereris ksira is dafka. Why? Because since one's done b'shigas Shabbos and one's done b'shigas Malachas, that's what's called greira. The ksira and tchina is not called greira, because the ksira and tchina are both done b'shigas Shabbos is not greira. And Taisus is mashma gaval degazach. Even when you bring the carbon on the ksira of shigas Malachas, and the only way to be mechayev on the ksira of shigas Shabbos is only day greira, because Taisus then is called greira. But once you have that greira of the ksir of Shigas Malachas and it's greira the ksir of Shigas Shabbos, to get to the tchina of Shigas Shabbos, that doesn't need greira. That's hainuach. So the reason why it's not called greira the greira is not like Rashi says, because the ksir of Shigas Malachas is not greira to the ksir of Shigas Shabbos. No. The ksir of Shigas Malachas is greira to the ksir of Shigas Shabbos. But the ksir of Shigas Shabbos is not greater to tchin of Shigas Shabbos, it's not greater to greater alcohol upon him, because it's the Yevshel Ezeh B'Loizeh. And now to get to the tchin of Shigas Malachas, that would be greater to greater. And Taisa says, if you were saying that it says Milsa de Pshita la Rava v'Abayin is Misafka Leila Ram Seirah is Greira. Abayin and Rava both hold of Greira. That's why they both hold Ksira's Gereris Ksira. Akabanam Maskana, Rava also holds of Greira. And Ram Seirah, the reason why he holds that Shiga Shabbos is not Mechaba Shigas Malachis is because he doesn't hold of Greira. But the Shaila is, according to Taisus, what does Greira mean? What does Greira mean, Bechlal? Point to Rashi, explained very good. Greira means when you have a carbon on one chait, which is memela carbon on another chait, and a carbon on the second chait would memela be a carbon on the third chait. Does the carbon on the first chait be greira the third chait? According to Taisus, that's not what it means. That has nothing to do with Ksir of Shiga Shabbos and Ksir of Shiga Shmachas. So what is Greira? L'chari, that's a Shaila, whether they're called two Alamis, whether they're called Shtei Zei Sechel Behel Mechad, or two Alamis. What's the Taitch of Greira? And how does it connect to the thing of the Chelev? The Ochel Shnei Zei Sechel Behel Mechad. We'll ask the Kasha like this. According to Taisus, the Ksir and the Tchina B'Shigah Shabbos are not called Greira the Greira. And Taisa says, "She'ein yachal lechaper laksira elam kein dechaper tchina ima." So how come two zeisei chelav elam echad is called greira? Never mind greira di greira. But why is it called greira altogether? You can't have a kapara on the first one without a kapara on the second one, and you can't have a kapara on the second one without a kapara on the third one. So why do you also not say why is that called greira b'chlal? What's the vart of greira according to Taisa? So now Fikayam says a story like this. He doesn't go through the whole cheshbon, but he says a story like this. He starts off, there's Rabbi Eliezer, that's Mechayev and told him Makam Av, Ukadema. There's a man the Omer, increases. Rabbi holds, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Yimachuyev also on Shnei Zei Sechel of Behel HaMechot. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold to this thing that we do an Aveir twice, Behel HaMechot, Yechayev once. Rabbi Eliezer holds, no, Yechayev twice. But the Rabbi Eliezer's maskim, zakta, that if you eat two zeisei chelev at once in one achila b'vasachas, then you'll take a b'chayev one. It's not considered two averis b'chlal. You can have two zeisei chelev b'helam echad. That's considered two averis. But you have two zeisei chelev together, that's considered one big aver. Even though there's enough shear for two averis, but that's one big aver. So the Rabbanan who argue, and they say that two zeisei chelev behel mechad yichayev once. What's the pshat? Is it the pshat that the Rabbanan hold that it's one big chait? It's b'chal not considered two chaton. It's one big chait. It's like you ate it all b'vasachas. Yei chelev. What's the difference? Yei one zeisei chelev, two zeisei chelev, yei chelev. Until you have a yedi in between, that's the gemara de chait. So then the next zayis chayla becomes the second chait. But if it's behal mechad, it's one big chait. Or is it pshat that's bemis and tuchaton? But since you don't have the chilik between the tuchaton, there's no mechalik between the tuchaton, there's a din, a carbon can work on tuchaton. You do tuchaton, and one carbon can work. Unless there's a mechalik between them, Shemus mechlakim, gufa mechlakim, yeah, shnei halomais. You need a mechalik which says that two averis can't work with one carbon. But otherwise, even though they're considered two different averis, but one carbon can work for two averis. That's the aside of greira. When you have two zeisei chelev behelam echan, it's not the pshat, it's two separate averis. And granted, since you don't have a mechalik, the Mela, one carbon can work. No, that's called one Aveira. That's called one big Aveira. It's like you ate the two Zeisei Chelev b'Vasachas. One Aveira. But to go and tell me it's two separate Aveiras, novas then, since you don't have a Mechalik, one carbon can work, then you have to come on to Greira. And that's the Mechalikis here, if we hold of Greira. And that's the Mechalikis of Greira to Greira. So the Ksira and Tchina, since they're both B'Shig and Shabbos, that's not a vart of greira. That's called one avera. Because since you don't have the chilik malachis, so doing two malachis, Just like doing the same malacha, both b'shigah Shabbos, doing it twice, or doing two malachas b'shigah Shabbos, that's called one chil Shabbos. That's called one aver. That's not avert the greater. But one b'shigah Shabbos and one b'shigah malachas, that's called two averes. But since you don't have the yediyah schet in between, that's going b'nechiv. So then even on two averes, if you hold the greater, you can bring one carbon on two averes. That's how he's mazed with the sugya. See, he brings the Bemis and the Rabbi Kivegas already mitzayin, the Taisis and Shuas, the Rishenim and Shuas. I'm just going to say it b'kitz and nimitz because it's very negated to the sugya. The sugya and Shuas is going on the halacha that if the isha becomes a need of be'em tzibiyam and is perish be'ev v'chai, the prisha is called the biyam and is chayev v'chatas. So the Gemara says he's chayev two chatais. One's because he was ba'el anida and also because he was perish. So the Gemara asks the kasha, why? Why wouldn't it be called two bias behelam echad, like shnei zei sechela behelam echad? Gemara says, if you have somebody, let's say, that didn't know Hilchas Vestas, he didn't know the analogy of Boil and Isha Samach Levesta, and he was Boil and Isha Samach Levesta, she became an Ida, so he gets, brings a chattas for the bia, and she became an Ida b'emsa tashmish, and he was perish, so he has to bring a chattas for the prisha. So the Gemara says, but why would he bring two chattas? Why isn't it shnei zei sechela behelam echad? Why? Because since he didn't know Hilchas Vestas, so he didn't know Yischai V'chattas. He thought he was an Einus. Until he found out about Hilchas Vestas, he thought he was an Einus. He didn't know he was Chai V'chattas. So he's Bael and Isha without knowing Hilchas Vestas. She tells him she's Tamei. He still doesn't have the idea of the Chait because he thinks he's an Einus. He doesn't know Vestas. And then he's Perish. That's another Chait. But it's Shnei Zei Sechei Lebehel HaMechot. So Taisus and Shuas Dafil Ches, and all the Rishayim ask a kasha, and according to Rava, it's very good. Because according to Rava, when someone did Ksira B'Shigah Shabbos, and then he found out it was Shabbos, but he still didn't know the Chet, because he forgot that Ksira was Aser. So that's called Ksira would work, the Ksira of Shigah Shabbos would be one carbon with the Ksira of Shigah Malachas, so then it would stem. But according to Rav Zera, all the Rishayim ask this kasha, Taisus and all the Rishayim. According to Rav Zera, just like when you do Ksira of Shigah Shabbos, and then you find out it's Shabbos, but even though at that time you still didn't know the Chet, because you didn't know about Malachas now, you forgot about Malachas. But Rav Zera holds the Chayev Shtayim. See, here also, he didn't know about Vestas, and he was Baal, but after he was Baal, she tells him she's a Nida. So now he finds out that she's a Nida. So why isn't that also considered a yediyah al kapanim to mechalak it from the next aver he did the prisha? So Yishayim say various answers. I'm just bringing that in because you see from there that the yisayin of Reb Zera is, at least the Yishayim there, Taisus and the Ramban and the Rajba and the Ridva and the Ran, they all learn that the yisayin of Reb Zera, the shtelitzu to there, is that the yediyah that he had of Shabbos is mechalak it. It makes it into two aveiros. But like the Dvarvam, like the Figayam, I mean, asks, so what does that do with Greira? So like the Figayam, Greira according to Taisus is defined like this. When you have Shnei Zei Sechel of Helam Echon, the Yisayda Davar is, that's considered one Chet. That's not called two Chaton. There's no two Mechayvim here. That's called one Chet. When you have this idea in between, one is Shigah Shabbos, but then you found out about Shabbos. Or one is Shigah Malachas, then you found out about the Malachas. So that makes it two chatan. Navas. Since you didn't have a Yedi in between, rather than buy a home, then even two chatan. You don't have a Mechalik. They're both Ktsira. And the fact that you have a Yedi in between, it's not a Yedi of Schait. It's just the Yedi of what you're missing. So it gives it, it could give it a shame of another chait, because you needed another shkaga for it, you needed another alama, because the old alama you don't have, but even two chatan could work with one chattas without a mechalik. So Dr. Abzeira, no. We don't know the greater it means, I ignore it's two separate chatan, so a male of one chattas can't work for both. You just need a mechalik into two chatan, and then a male of one chattas can't work for both. That's the aside that doesn't hold the greater. Now, what bothers me is like this. But if Vinishvi, Shnei Zeisei Chelev, is not considered greater, according to Taisus, Shnei Zeisei Chelev Elam Achan is not considered greater. So, Ay Bazai, What is the case? The case of Yemafrish Chatas al Rishayna, right? The each day is a chel belamechad, and you know the Rishon and eat a shlishi balamishol sheni, and Yemafrish a carbon on the Rishon. What does that have to do with Greira? Greira was saying, according to Taisus, is defined that when you have two chatan, but you don't have a mechalik between them, you have to come on to Greira. Here, Aleph and Beis is called one chait. Beis and Gimel is also called one chait. So vas hadis migreira. I guess you have to say that it's the same lamdas. Since Aleph and Gimel ataka tuchatan, they're not only tuchatan, but betzim, if all you have is Aleph and Gimel, the helamecha, the shtei alamis, and the taka, there's a mechalik between the two. But it's that alone, and this is not greira, it's that alone, the fact that the carbon and Aleph includes Beis, and Beis is one chait with Gimel, so it's that alone the carbon would work. But since now Vinishvi, Aleph, and Gimel are two separate chatan, because they're two alamis, so the only way it could work is with Greira. You have a case of two separate chatan that don't have a mechalik. You have a case of two separate chatan which have a briach haticha and dimechab of them. But since the two separate chatan, if you don't hold of greater, one carbon can't work for two separate chatan according to everything. That's how I would teach it. So the sign of greater according to Taisus is stop. When you have two chatan, but you don't have a mechalik, or if you have two chatan, but the mechalik won't work, because since the first chait is considered the same chait as the second, and the second chait is considered the same chait as the third, so a melo would be geschlept. But vinishvi, it's two separate chatam for one chatas, that's a chsarin of greira. You need greira to make a kapara for that. Ad kan the mahalach of Taisus. Now I just want to read out the Rambam. There's a shari Rambam on the sugya, and the Kesef Mishnah and the Marie Kurkis is pshat in the Rambam. They both say very similar, and fit it into the lumdis how we're describing the sugya. The problem with the Rambam is like this. The Rambam paskins like Rava. The Rambam paskins that if you have a carbon on the ksira of Shigga Shabbos, so that would work, the ksira would be Gereris ksira, the tchina would be Gereris tchina, that would work on all four chatan. Vashegin, if you mafish the carbon on Shigga's Malachis, so then that would work for the ksira of Shigga Shabbos, it would also work for the tchina of Shigga Shabbos, it won't work for the tchina shekinegda. Like Rava, it sounds like greater isle, greater the greater lesle. But you don't see in the Rambam Vyodz Grashia Thesis, but that's what the Rambam paskins. The problem is, the Rambam also paskins, like Rava, the other Rava, that when you have two Zaysechel Belamechad, and you know you done one of them, and then you ate the third Zayas Behalamishal Sheni, if you brought a carbon on the Rishon, that's a carbon for the Rishon and the Sheni, not for the Shlishi. If you brought a carbon on the Shlishi, that's a carbon for the Sheni and Shlishi and not for the Rishon. If you bring a carbon on the middle one, the Skarpa Kulan, as I pass in the Rambam. And the Gemara says that those two don't shtim. And the Gemara says that because of that, you have to say, Basa the Shama Mea Baya Hadra. But the Rambam passes like both of them. And the Gemara says it doesn't shtim. It's very shver. So the Kesef Mishnah and the Mirkurkis both say that the Rambam holds, even though the Gemara says the Mayan Akasha, but the Gemara didn't really mean it doesn't shtim. The Gemara was just going like the Noch of the Maksh, and the Mirkurkis says, the Maisa, the Rambam holds it could shtim. The Kesef Mishnah points out, the Gemara never says that he was Hadar Bey. The Gemara says, Basa the Shamei Abaya Savra. The Maisa, there's a Chilik. But the Shaila is, what exactly is a Svara L'chalik? Why does the Rambam hold that when you bring a carbon on the Ksira of Shigga Shabbos, now that wouldn't be sure, but to bring a carbon, I mean on the Ksira of Shigga Smolachis, that works for the Ksira of Shigga Shabbos, fine. But that also works for the Tchina of Shigga Shabbos. And that the Rambam holds, you could say. Now, Shein came when you bring the carbon on the Chalev, on the Chalev Rishain, that won't work for the Chalev Shlishi. What's the Chilik? If there's a Anacha, when the first Chait and the second Chait could be Niskapa with one carbon, and the second Chait and the third Chait could also be Niskapa with one carbon, but the first Chait and the third Chait cannot be Niskapa with one carbon, and you bring a carbon on the first one, does that work for the third? When you have the case of Ksira of Shigas Melachas, which Ksir Shigas Shamas could go with Ksir Shigas Melachas, Tchina of Shigas Shamas go with Ksir Shigas Shamas, but Tchina of Shigas Shamas cannot go with Ksir Shigas Melachas. But you tell me, once I'm afresh a carbon of Ksira of Shigas Melachas, Memela that will be Neschaper on the Ksira of Shigas Shamas, and Memela that will work for the Tchina of Shigas Shamas. But by the Achel Shnei Zesi Chelu Bela Machad V'noid B'lai Lachad Mehem V'chaz of Achel Kizayis Bala Mishal Sheni, with there the first two would be one Chattas, the second and third would also be one Chattas, the first and third would not be one Chattas. So if you mafish on the first, then you tell me it doesn't go to the third. What's the Chilik and Svar? The Gemara Shain, the Matrik and the Gemara. But what's the Chilik and Svar? So they both say the same Chilik. That by Zayse Chelev, it's not the pshat you ate the Zayse Chelev because you didn't know Chelev was Aser. If you ate the Zayse Chelev because you didn't know Chelev was Aser, then it would be exactly the same thing. It would be impossible to mechal between them. But you ate the Zayse Chelev because you didn't know it was Chelev. So essentially, we're dealing with three different shkagas. Navas then. And we'll say the lomnis the way that Fikiyam says it. That since they're different shkagas, they bribe different Averis. Not like his Yisayid, that two Zeisei Chelev al-Macha is the same Aveir. No, they're not. They're two different Aveirs. But there's a klal, even though they're two different Aveirs, they're two different Shkagas, but you don't have a Mechalik. So then one carbon can work. Okay. But that's one carbon on two different Aveirs that don't have a Mechalik. But Chelev 1 and Chelev 3 do have a Mechalik, because Chelev 3 is in a different Alama. And the fact that you have the Chelev Beis to bridge the gap, that doesn't work. You mafrish the carbon on the Chelev Aleph, it works for the Chelev Beis, that's Chelev Mechad, even though the two Shkagas, but the two Shkagas be Chelev Mechad, but it won't work for Chelev Gimel, because that's a different Alam. If you're doing a Chelev Beis, so Chelev Beis could work for Chelev Aleph, it's one Helam, it could also work for Chelev Gimel, it's one Helam. But if you do it for Chelev Aleph, Chelev Beis is one Helam, Chelev Gimel is already a different Helam. Masha'en Kain, Sira, and Tchina of Shigas Shamas, that's called one Shkaga, that's called Mamish one Aveira. That's one Shkaga. That's one Mechayiv. Shnei Zeisei Chel Belem Echon. Since each one is their own Shkaga, you didn't know this was Chel, you know that was Chel. They're all their own Shkaga. But there's no Mechalik. So mainly one carbon can work for the two Shkagas. But that's only a carbon that was done with the same one without Shkaga. Otherwise, you have to come on to Greira. We're not hold of Greira. Masha'en Kein, when you have the carbon, the Ksira of Shigas Shamas, I'm sorry, when you have the carbon, the Ksira, I mean, of Shigas Melachas, and that Memela works for the Ksira of Shigas Shamas, Ksira of Shigas Shamas and Tchina of Shigas Shamas are not two Shkagas that Granica work together. They're one Shkaga. They're one Aveira. They're one Mechayev. So even though Tchina of Shigas Shamas is not going to be Neskapa with the carbon of Ksir of Shigas Melachas, but since the Ksir of Shigas Shamas is Neskapa, the Tchina of Shigas Shamas with the Ksir of Shigas Shamas are not two Shkagas and happen not to have a Mechalik. They're one Shkaga of Shigas Shamas. When you have one Shkaga of Shigas Shamas, so then it's Yavshel Neskapa Mezeh B'Loizeh. As Agrei, you say, a greater to be mechaper on a separate shkaga, that you don't say. That's what Rav is saying. A greater that could be mechaper on the same shkaga, which is the same mechayiv, that you do say. That's why the Rambam's mechalik and says that the carbon of the ksir of Shigas Melachas could be mechaper not only in the ksir of Shigas Shamas, even the tchina of Shigas Shamas. Ksir and tchina, since they're both for Shigas Shamas, they're both the exact same shkaga, they can't be separated. Mashenkin two Zeisei Chelev Elamachan, they each have their own Shkaga, even though there's one carbon that's a Schapa, but they could be separated. That's the lumness of the Kesef Mishnah Mirkurkis.